Rhino Paddock Zone. I am Steve Grimm, America's voice. This is the Steve Grimm Show. God bless America. Good to have you here in the relentless pursuit of the truth. Here are three big things you need to know in this hour. Number three, snow dominating. Snow is dominating the forecast for the next 10 days. We're in some sort of pattern here. How's that make you feel? Number two, Michigan is prepping for Iowa and a chance for the Big Ten title and a whole lot more on the football field. We'll have an update on that. And third, the aftermath of the shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan. It is disturbing to say the least. We now know the killer's name. We now know the killer's name, Ethan Crumley, 15 years old. We also know a lot more about this being a premeditated crime. He planned this, talked about it on videos and in diaries. But what's even more disturbing, his parents were at the school sometime about 2 or 3 hours before the mass killing to talk about behavioral issues involving the son, this 15-year-old who, by the way, has been charged as an adult, but not an impulsive act, it wasn't. But the point that I'm making is the gun that he stole from his father and took and stole from his father was in his possession somewhere, in a backpack, in a locker. Hell, on his person, while they were meeting with him to talk about his behavior in school. Yeah, he's being charged as an adult. Fired more than 30 rounds in the hallways of Oxford High School. That means he reloaded at least twice. Killed four. Wounded seven others. One of those a teacher. A couple of those girls remain in critical condition. Last time I saw information. But he methodically and deliberately walked down a hallway, aimed the firearm at students, and fired it. That according to investigators. When kids began to run away, he continued down the hallway. Again, at a deliberate and methodical pace. That's a quote. Pointing and aiming inside classrooms and at students who hadn't had the opportunity to escape. He recorded videos on his phone the night before the incident and talked about shooting and killing students the next day at Oxford High School. Further, a journal recovered from his backpack details his desire to shoot up a school and include murdering students. His parents were there, like I said, 2 to 3 hours before the shooting. Because of a face-to-face meeting, because of behavioral issues. Unbelievable. Who knows what goes wrong? Who knows what goes wrong? But I want to share something else with you today. Not just that this monster roamed the hallways and killed 14-year-old Hannah St. Juliana, 17-year-old Madison Baldwin, and 17-year-old Justin Schilling. He also killed 16-year-old Tate Meyer. Might be pronounced Mir, but either way. Tate Meyer is 16 years old. M-Y-R-E is the last name spelling. According to his fellow students, Mir, who played running back for the Oxford Wildcats football team, was shot and killed while trying to disarm the monster. He was shot. He died in a police cruiser. So they're trying to get him to the hospital. A junior. He had received all-region honors as a tight end and linebacker. He took on the shooter directly. And by slowing him down, he may have saved countless other lives. A petition now has over 100,000 signatures asking that the football stadium at Oxford High School be renamed in his honor because he sacrificed his own life to save classmates. Some he knew and many he did not. And that's the name we should remember, this monster the soulless creature. And how do you get void of a soul at the age of 15? How do you lose your soul at the age of 15? And how does he have access to that handgun? How does he have access to that handgun at the age of 15? He can't legally possess it. But clearly it was not secured in any fashion. And more disturbing, I suppose, is this. His father, who bought the gun on Black Friday, didn't realize it was missing. That might have been an indication of a big problem. He didn't realize it was missing. And so that is an issue. How do you not know, you know, that you... Anyhow, I'm not blaming his parents, but I'm not excusing them either. This monster pulled the trigger, but he had access to the gun to do it. And that's a problem. Huge problem. All right, Omicron, that... is here, and so what? That's the attitude of most right now. In fact, if you look on major news outlets right now online, you don't find Omicron mentioned much at all. This, you know, 72 hours ago, this was all they could talk about. Closing down countries, lockdowns, demanding vaccinations, and saying, well, we're not sure that the vaccines will even work. Well, those in South Africa say otherwise. The World Health Organization says there's a lot that is not known about this, but they say there are more than 40 different mutations identified with the Omicron variant. But so far, in places like Botswana, the vast majority of those that have gotten ill with Omicron have been asymptomatic. Asymptomatic. So they haven't gotten sick at all. Viruses evolved to become more transmissible. That's the fact. They can do this becoming more intrinsically transmissible, more infectious, like the Alpha variant was compared to the original strain of COVID, like the Delta variant was more infectious in the highly immune population. They can gain transmissibility by evading immunity. But what happens is they become more transmissible and less potent. How the Spanish flu came to an end. Let us hope that Omicron is that way. Let us hope. All right. Meanwhile, the price of propane through the roof. The price of gasoline through the roof. What are you going to do about it? We've got a couple of ideas on how to save some money after the break here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com. muskox.com.
I'm Brad Hoos, and I named my company Muskox Outdoor Apparel after a prehistoric Arctic mammal that has the most insulating fur on the planet. To honor this amazing animal, we make quality outdoor performance gear to help you live your next adventure. And like the muskox, our gear is built to last, high quality, and survives the element. For every $100 purchase, we donate $10 towards wildlife conservation. So if you're looking for the best flannels and outdoor gear around, visit GoMuskox.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.